Commentator Joseph Leconte says that in many Arab countries, as well as in the wider Islamic world, one barrier to change and progress is the failure to separate religion and state.
When the power of government is used to enforce religious belief, expect a crackdown on civil liberty and a subculture of violence. This is the pattern in many Islamic countries, from Sudan to Saudi Arabia. America, better than any modern nation, understands how to break the pattern. Puritans came to Massachusetts not to promote religious liberty, but to set up a commonwealth governed by their own faith, a rigid form of Calvinism. Dissenters lost political rights, were harassed, even executed. It's fair to say that in the middle decades of the 17th century, there was less religious freedom in New England than there was in Old England. And then came Roger Williams, a chronic dissenter. In the words of historian Edmund Morgan, Williams saw Massachusetts not as a holy commonwealth, but as an unholy delusion. His famous tract of 1644, The Bloody Tenet of Persecution, challenged the prevailing view that civil magistrates should compel orthodox religious belief. Williams considered conscience the capstone of religious liberty. Conscience was the sacred realm of belief, a realm reserved for the individual and his or her creator. For government to coerce belief, he wrote, was to violate God's command that the most pagan, Jewish, Turkish, or anti-Christian consciences be granted to all men in all nations. The best way to protect faith, Williams concluded, was to separate church and state. The religious establishment of his day despised Williams, but a later generation of Protestants would agree with him and join Madison and Jefferson to support the First Amendment to the Constitution. Islam desperately needs a Roger Williams. The Bush administration has begun to look for him. On a recent trip to Asia, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said the United States must do more to promote moderate Muslims ready to embrace liberal democracy. He pointed to nations such as Turkey and Indonesia, where leaders are trying to build democratic governments that respect religious freedom. To make real progress, Wolfowitz said, we must reach out beyond governments to individuals. They, after all, are the true engines of change. Hillel Fradkin, the new president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, is counting on the American experience to be another change agent. He's launched a project to expand the influence of American Muslims committed to religious pluralism. It's a difficult task, he admits, but not impossible. Once it's clear that the radical endeavor is a dead end, he says, the only hope for progress in the Muslim world will be to embrace liberal democracy like ours. With the war on terrorism in its early stages, the future of Islam seems up for grabs. But that's exactly the kind of situation where a Roger Williams could make a world of difference.
Joseph Leconte is the William E. Simon Fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington.